Marking Advent and the beginning of the new liturgical year this Wednesday, Pope Benedict XVI dedicated the catechesis of his general audience to living the season as an act of faith in God's benevolent plan for humanity.
Most Holy Father, the English-speaking visitors and pilgrims are happy to have this occasion to express to you their sentiments of respect and esteem, and to assure you of their prayers for your ministry as the successor of Peter. At the end of the audience, His Holiness will lead us in singing the Our Father in Latin. He will then impart His apostolic blessing, which He willingly extends to members of your families at home. His Holiness also intends to bless any religious articles you have brought today for this purpose, and in a special way, His blessing goes to your children and to your loved ones who are sick.
Dear brothers and sisters, in the year of faith, we begin the Advent season by reflecting on the grandeur of God's plan for our salvation. The great hymn which begins Paul's letter to the Ephesians praises the merciful love with which God has chosen us in Christ before the foundation of the world to become His adopted sons and daughters. God's plan is to unite all things in Christ, bring all creation to fullness in Him. He has made this plan known to us through an economy of revelation which culminates in the incarnation of the Son and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. God's self-revelation in Christ corresponds to our deepest human hopes and aspirations, and it invites us to respond by offering God the obedience to faith, of faith. As our free assent of mind and will to divine revelation, faith calls us to conversion and brings a new way of seeing the reality of our lives and the world around us. During this Advent, may we contemplate even more fully the beauty of God's loving plan and strive to be living signs of His saving presence in our world. I offer a cordial welcome to the pilgrimage group from the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. My greeting also goes to the Anglican visitors from Ardingly College. I thank the choir for the praise of God in song upon all the English-speaking pilgrims, including the groups from Australia and the United States of America, and for God's blessings of joy and peace. Thank you.